In October 1991, Diana, Princess of Wales, opened the new Resource Centre and South Wales Talking Magazine Association studio at Shand House, the home of Cardiff Institute for the Blind. The South Wales Talking Magazine Association covered the occasion for their listeners.
Well, last month we were privileged to receive Princess Diana here to open our new studios and the Cardiff Institute of the Blind's Resource Centre. Marjorie Grossman was just one of the hundreds of spectators.
I'm standing just inside the Resource Centre in Cardiff Institute for the Blind, but I'm flanked by two burly chaps in sober suits who look none too happy that I'm muttering here to myself. It's a glorious autumn day, and the crowd shifting closer to the traffic lights have come to cheer the Princess of Wales.
Marjorie Grossman, covering the day's events for South Wales Talking Magazine. Peter Jones was then introduced to Princess Diana, which is followed by his thoughts on the meeting.
The Royal Highness, may I present Mr. Peter Jones, our studio manager and chief engineer, who is a veritable pillar of the organisation. I don't know what we'd do without him.
I can remember the director of the Cardiff Institute for the Blind telling me that he'd approached the palace to ask if a member of the royal family could officially open their new resource centre, expecting a minor royal at the very best. When he was told that Princess Diana would be the one to officially cut the ribbon, as it were, then the whole event took a much higher profile. Security checks, I remember, began weeks before the event, and the whole event was cloaked in secrecy as far as the VIP was concerned. Our independent charity, the South Wales Talking Magazine Association, had already been under the wing of the Cardiff Institute for the Blind for the previous 20 years, and benefited hugely from their generosity, as a new studio had been constructed as part of the Resource Centre itself. The day started early for us all, as we had to be in our place for the mid-morning arrival. Several of our volunteers representing our charity were invited to be in the spacious centre with city dignitaries, while the technical team were to be where our engineers and copying team normally operate. Ken Williams, one of our blind presenters of the programme, was in the studio itself, waiting to explain to Princess Diana the role he played in the production. There were three of us from the technical team anxiously waiting. Myself as studio manager, a member of the copying team, and of the office administration. From here we could hear the excited voices from next door in the resource centre itself as she arrived by car and entered the centre to be greeted by the director, Richard Evans, the Lord Mayor of Cardiff, and the Lord Lieutenant of Glamorgan. One of our team in the resource centre would now and again pop their head around the door to give us a running commentary. Finally, she walks in through our door, with a beaming smile and a mass of press photographers hot on her heels. They were given just a few seconds to grab their pictures before being ushered out of the door to leave us alone for our very special moment. By now, our visually impaired chairman, Norman Follis, and co-founder Tony Charles were being introduced, and then my turn came. She offered her hand and gave me a wonderful smile. So I began to explain the technicalities of recording. Time was very tight, but I learnt afterwards that our studio was planned as a brief respite. No windows, closed door away from the press, and only us lucky few were present, with her close protection officer and the Lord Lieutenant of Glamorgan. Princess Diana really took advantage of this break by switching off for a few minutes. She perched on the corner of a table, kicked her shoes off, and told how the boys were coming to Cardiff about a week later to see the rugby. Time was then drawn to her attention, so she said her goodbyes and disappeared back into the throng awaiting her back in the resource centre. This was a brief few minutes for me personally, and a lasting memory for us all.
Peter Jones of South Wales Talking Magazine. Alan George was also there that day and met the princess.
I was actually with the Cardiff Institute for the Blind to demonstrate to Princess Diana some equipment. The day before Mum and I went shopping, she wanted a new dress and she was getting excited because, of course, it meant that although Mum might not meet her, she'd be there. Well, she arrived and naturally she was introduced to various dignitaries, but there was an atmosphere, and a wonderful atmosphere, really, in that, you know, you knew something special was about to happen. You knew that you were going to meet someone special, and it sort of built up. She actually came to me first off, and I was demonstrating a talking calculator, and Leanne, who worked in the Institute, was demonstrating a talking clock. Now, the calculator was easy enough, because she was amazed by the voice, and she was asking, well, how do you know which key is which? And then Leanne demonstrated a clock, but something weird happened. The alarm went off without anyone knowing, and it was a cockerel. So not only did Princess Diana laugh at it, because it was not meant to go off, but it did, everyone else did. So it added a bit of lightness to the day, you know. What I found fascinating with her, though, was that when you did talk to her, you know, a lot of dignitaries and people who have to meet so many different people, it's often difficult for them to concentrate on the people they're talking to. But somehow Princess Diana was able to do it. She was able to listen, and she showed in the way she reacted that she was listening and she was interested in what was being said. I would have liked Mum to have met her, but that couldn't be arranged, unfortunately. But she wasn't far away. She could see me talking to Princess Diana and shaking her hand, you know, because she introduced herself. And she's often said it was such a moment to think that you met her first off, you know. She was very proud. We all sat down and had a chat for a couple of hours, nearly. Everybody was sort of just saying how wonderful it was and that it was a special day for the Institute.
Alan George with his thoughts, along with Peter Jones, from a day 30 years ago when they both met Diana, Princess of Wales, at Shand House, then home to Cardiff Institute for the Blind, here on RNIB Connect Radio.